We are coming today out of Hebrews, and I thought it was he was reading the 12th chapter, verse 1 through 7. Hebrews 12, verse 1. It won't be long, church.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I love you, girl. Yes. I love my mother. She started me on this path. And I just look and I thank God she started us in Sunday school.
That's right. Yeah.
Even though my brother wanted to fight not to go, but we. Yes, sir. She started us on this path. And you know, it's just like, I'm thankful. Yes, she started us there. That woman right there.
He had to go to Sunday school.
The daddy said, you ain't got to go. She said, yes, you do. Yes, sir.
That's what we got to do, sir.
And here we are.
My God.
Almost 65 years later.
Well,
come on, here we are.
Yes, sir.
On a pulpit.
Mama.
Preaching the gospel.
Wonderful. Well, now.
Look what you started, Lucette.
Yeah. Wonderful, sir.
I'm going to ask Deacon Smith to read for us the 12 of Hebrews 1.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be weary and faint in your minds. Have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou that the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.
Yes.
For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Well read.
Amen.
I want to talk a little about this title that says, through it all, what Jesus has done.
Thank you.
Through it all, look what Jesus has done. You look at your life and you evaluate your life and you see where you are now.
Come on.
And you know, I'm just 70, but some of you are older than me and some of you are younger than me, but Brother Smalls, I've been missing you, brother. I've been missing you. I look back and he's a listener, and I missed that man right there. Sister Ma, I miss you too. But he looks with a certain look of interest, and I just remembered it. We haven't had it in a year, and I just remember that look.
Yes.
And that's how God does. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. But you know, we have this life to live, and it's up and down, and the struggles sometimes seem overwhelming.
Amen.
We've had our good times and our bad times.
Glory to God.
We've had our light times when the light is shining, and then we had the dark times.
My Lord.
But through it all, we can say, look what Jesus has done for me.
Thank you.
We all can say that. I don't know. We all can say it if you really look down about it. You might think that, hey, look, I was self-made man, self-made woman. God's mercy and grace and strength.
Yes, yes.
God's mercy was keeping you, whether you realize it or not.
Yes.
When everybody came down against you, God kept you a sane mind that you would go ahead and do what the Lord said to you.
Yes, sir.
No, you ain't here.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Paul here in this verse compares this life to a race. But look what he says. Wherefore unto us, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with a cloud of witness,
yes,
let us lay aside every weight.
Every weight.
And the sin which does easily beset us,
yes,
and let us run.
Run.
Didn't say walk.
That's right. Let us run.
Yes.
We got a race to run. You're in a race right now.
That's right.
You're not competing against nobody. But you're trying to be obedient to somebody.
Yes, my Lord.
That's our Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
In other words, your race is different than my race. We can't compare races. Because some of us have been given silver spoons. And some of us have been given those spoons.
No spoon at all.
Go ahead, child. Go ahead.
So, but we got to keep going forward. Some people have been. We had our air conditioner broke down the other day. And thank God for Brother Melvin. They had a spare one for the big room. And so we had one air conditioner in one room. My brother had some kind of a system he had. But I said, no, this guy's got an air conditioner. And it filled it, you know, for my bedroom, but everywhere else, I mean, I'm talking about them days, it was 90, it was 85, 88 in our house. Sister Hall was sweating. She was saying, oh boy, something got to get done, and I knew something had to be done. Matter of fact, the deacon said, he called me on the phone the other day, he said, I saw you riding up with an air conditioner back in your truck. I said, yeah, we try to get air anywhere we can get it. Well, the guy came in and he worked on it and did a great job. The same man that fixed our church. He's very good.
Sam.
Yeah, that's right. He said when the heat, he turned the air conditioning on, after that outside unit, he said he seen number of steam coming out of the heat. That's how I was in our house. That was a terrible thing. Heat. And I said to Sam, I said, well, Sam, you know, this is a lesson to you and to me. He said, I got air conditioning. I said, yeah, but if you ain't got Jesus, you won't have air conditioning. You'll be in a place where there ain't no air conditioning. And it won't work up down there with you if you ain't got Jesus. He said, stop it, Hall, stop it. But we have to understand that the race, the scripture says, not given to the swift, nor the strong, but he that what? Endure it to the end.
Hallelujah.
You are in a race. And you got to endure in this race. And Paul says here, but you got to have much patience.
Yeah.
See, it's hard to run a race and yet be patient in the race. Because see, you want to get to the end. But you got to be patient. He said here, look, be patient in this race because this race is set before us.
Yeah.
God set your race.
Yeah.
He set my race.
Yeah.
God has set a race for us. And he's already marked down. The Bible says the angel writes night and day. The deeds done in the body.
Thank you, sir.
So everything you're doing, God is recording it by the angel. Your life is on a race. And it's not just haphazardly running.
Yes, sir.
You got to run it with patience.
Come on.
That's it.
You got to run it with endurance.
Yes.
You got to run it with stamina.
Yes.
You got to run it knowing that God is the author and finisher of your faith. Somebody tell me to shut up now.
Come on. No, keep talking.
I'm going to preach anyhow.
Go ahead.
Yes.
But see, through that race, while you're running, you must remember that the Lord is carrying you through the race.
Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you.
He's guiding your footsteps. He's giving you what strength and stamina. And so you have to be mindful that God is working in your life while you are running the race.
Yes.
Because you begin to get haughty. Look, I made it this far. Big as all you. Sorry. I can bust your bubble. Oh, yeah, I got an Ivy League education. I got this and I got that. I'm sorry. Without God giving you the mind, how can you do it?
Oh, yes.
How can you do it? Without you, he giving you understanding.
Yes,
God has to give you these things. But he doesn't give you that to waste. And there are many who waste their lives.
My God.
With a spirit saying, I am my own man. I can do what I want to do. You know, and it's easy for especially a male to get that way because we're taught to stand up on your own 2 feet.
Yes.
That's what we're trained that way, right? Be a man, don't be crying. Stop crying, what's wrong with you, boy?
Uh-huh.
That's where we come from. You don't cry, you hold it in.
Yeah.
You want to cry bad, just got spanked. You want to cry, you spanked. You don't want to cry, it don't look good. It don't look manly. See, a female start crying, she thought about getting beat.
Yeah.
This is a thought. No. But a male got it. It wasn't that bad. You know how it is. We get that way, but we got to understand that the race is not given who can hold on. Some of our seniors here in here can remember things happening in your life. And you can remember that there were some times when you just thought it'd be worth being dead to being alive. Lord, just come back now. I don't want to do it. All these things are tests, are spiritual tests. Everything that you're living, spiritual tests that God uses who you are spiritually. He doesn't test to see how much muscle you got in your arms, how fast you can actually run. That's not God's concern. His concern is, how did you treat those you use? It's easy to treat somebody nice that treats you nice. Hey, party over here, party over there. But let them call you out of your name. Let them say words that hurt you and do things against you. And you got to be able to smile and look at them. And I pray for you.
Pray for you.
You got to be able to do that. That's tough. Yeah. But that's the test you're given. Mm-hmm. How do you handle those?
Well,
now they got theirs coming, believe me. They got theirs coming. But God is questioning you and me.
Yeah.
How do we handle these tests and trials and tribulations that come against us? Do we smile when they say rude things against us? He gets it. And right now, it is more than ever because we're having in America so many people going through struggles.
Yes, sir.
And so you run into people all the time. You run people at the stop sign. They hand out a cup and they walking by and got a little sign saying this
homeless.
The homeless, or I need this and that. Oh. And you trying to put your eyes over there.
I don't want to see you. I saw you a while ago. Here you are again.
And you know, we got to deal with that in our mind. Mm-hmm. I know some people say, I don't worry about it because he shouldn't have a job. And some people say, that.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. Right. You just don't know if that's your test. The Bible says, what we entertain angels
unaware.
Yes. God has given us a text. Now everybody gonna go out and give somebody a stop sign. I'm just saying, you gotta measure that. You gotta measure that. You gotta look at that. You can't cast aside and say it's not real, that this guy just faking, he thinks. Well, see, I saw at the other day when he was coming up from down near Walmart, a girl was walking in the middle.
Yeah, I seen it.
A guy was in the garage, in the parking lot. He came from the parking lot, took her a bottle of water or something, went back to the parking lot. I said, that's a scheme over there, see?
Yeah,
that's a scheme there. That ain't nobody. That's somebody on a job trying to do that.
Yeah.
So you'll find out.
Yeah.
And you know, so those right there, you're gonna say, wait. They got a scheme going on, they got a vehicle, they got all that, and it makes you feel there you don't feel so concerned about them, but there's a whole lot of them there are tricksters.
That's right.
There might be somebody who's real out there.
It could be.
That's why the Bible tells us the way to look at it, to concern and see what is real and what is not real. The scripture says in verse 2 here, chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So see, Jesus is showing us, you and me, that we have to endure. He had to endure the cross. Mm-hmm. So that's why he told us to pick up the cross and what?
Follow
him. So we all have to do this cross-bearing situation. We all have it. We can't let it go. And that cross-bearing situation comes in so many formats. God allows them to happen so that you and I can be put on tests. Those are trials and tribulations that come before us. But here's what Jesus said. He said, Jesus, despising the shame, Jesus took on. See, it's not just like you and I. His situation is different. Now, this is God who humbled himself to the greatest degree. Because he was God that formed everything. And that creation that he formed rebelled to humble himself and take on their sin and the shame of they were hissing at him and calling all kinds of names. He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
Well,
he suffered for them that accused him and chastised him and said all negative stuff. He took on that. Now this is God taking on this, not you and me. It ain't much degree for us to move from here to here, but this is God, the Son of God, coming down and taking on something of a nature of sin that he was not even in his vocabulary. It was not in him. He was without sin, but he took on the world of sin and shame for you and for me. So if it wasn't for Jesus doing that, he set the model for us. So you and I have to take that model and use it in our life. Take the burdens. When things don't go your way, take the burden. Try your best to let God guide you and protect you, but you have to be able to stand strong through it all.
My Lord.
Just a guy we didn't know. I'm sorry, I just heard about your sickness again. That's something that's coming back. But we're preaching against that. We're saying God will strengthen her.
Yeah.
God keep her.
Yeah.
Well, she went through a burden. She said, I don't want to do that again. I don't want to go through that again. Wow. It was a tough thing on her. Yeah. It took her down. But we're saying that God will see you through.
Yes.
My God.
You got to trust it.
Yes, sir.
You got to pray. You got to stay strong.
Yes, sir.
That's how it is in all of our situations. We got to be strong. We got to be strong in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
He can get you through these things.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm praying for Sister Leona. Sister Leona's going to have a very tough time. Mm. Get a chance. Call her and encourage her heart. She just come back out of the hospital and it doesn't look good for her. Pray for her. God is able.
Yes,
God is able.
Yes, he is.
And you know, and then there's going to be a time when God's going to say, come on home.
Come on home.
Yes.
All you that are weary and heavy laden,
heavy laden.
I will give you rest.
Uh-huh.
There's a time for that. Through everything, though, you can say, look what Jesus has done for me.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
He brought me through my tough times.
He did.
He made a way out of no way.
Yes.
Every sin that came across my life, God, it was a hurdle, and God helped me to cross the hurdle through Jesus Christ. That's why he said this, it's the sin. He said, look, verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Mm-hmm.
Contradiction of sinners. In other words, sinners saying they're doing one thing, they're Christian, but they're living sin.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a contradiction of sinners. A sinner saying, I'm saved, but I'm acting like I'm not saved. That, to Jesus, that's a contradiction. You can't be saved and not saved. Neither one or the other. But he considered him that endured such contradiction. He endured this contradiction of sinners and took on the sin of the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he even said this here. Ye have not resisted under blood. In other words, we haven't had it that tough.
Yeah.
Anyway. We haven't had it so tough that we had to die for whatever situation that. Life ain't been that way for us. There's somebody who's been through some stuff. But most of us have not had to endure our life to make a decision between being dying or living. There might be somebody here who went to Vietnam or something, but most of us did not go through. So, I want to close with this. Strength is important to be exhibited. You can't exhibit patience. Let me try this. When you are living for Christ, or saying, I am living, I'm doing things patiently to God, and yet you are down on your knees and you are in pain and agony, you got to be able to stand in the middle. He wants you to stand strong. You can't stand strong and say, I'm living this life with patience, and you're cussing at whatever goes on, swearing against everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living patiently, but you're cussing at every situation. You don't have tolerance, but yet you say you're living patiently. Somebody comes to you and says, Can you help me with this? Leave me alone. You got an attitude, but yet you're saying I'm living patiently. They don't match, do they?
No.
You can't say I'm living patiently with God, and yet I'm angry at everybody that comes in my life.
Yes.
You can't say I'm living patient, but many Christians still think they're living patient. I was in the lawn yesterday, and a lady had I told my wife the baby was 2 years old or less. And the lady was in line, and it was a long line at the grocery store, and everybody was there, and this baby, you know, threw the toy down, and she started cussing at that two-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I ain't saying the Sunday school language. I'm talking about
really cussing.
Just cussing out this little baby.
Yeah.
And I got to sit there and listen to this.
That was a shame.
It took my patience, I'm telling you. And I knew that, and this, the lady at the counter, listened to her say, nobody will stand up to this crazy person.
Yeah.
Because you know there's some stuff going on right here, ain't supposed to be up there.
Yeah.
And she's going off on this little baby. And you got to stand there and be modest and try to not get involved. But see, I don't know what she had in her pocket, but I wasn't ready to look. That's it. But that's how some people are. Yet they're loving as they say they are, but then they treat their children with all kinds of disrespect. Treat their children with disdain. That's tough. You can't say you're a born again believer and have that coming out of your life.
That's right.
But I want you to know Jesus is the example. He's the example of how to live in a world that's full of sin.
Mm-hmm.
He's the example to show us that endurance. He took on the world's sin and he endured it to the end. And he rose with all power in his head. That same Jesus that came up with all power in his hand has given you and I power to stand up against the wiles of the devil.
Yes,
he's given us strength to hang on, to hold on. You got to stand in there. You got to hold on. The battle is yours through the Lord. He will not give you more than you can bear. That's the part you got to remember and remind yourself. God is giving you this burden. And he'll give you strength to go through it, that burden. Everything in life. God has allowed it to be in your life. That's why our lives are different. The same thing you went through, I didn't go through. Some things I went through, you didn't go through.
That's right.
God has given us, each of us, certain things to go through. And you got to stand strong going through it. Because Jesus went through it.
Yes, Lord.
That's the bottom line. And then you can say, through it all, look what he's done for me. He brought me through a life of struggle. He brought me through everything going on in my life. He carried me. He's been the ladder to my feet, the light to my pathway. He has carried you and I to wherever we are. God carried you there, not you and you alone. God did it.
Amen.
I'm glad about it. Aren't you good?
I'm glad.
I'm glad about it. Praise God.
Amen.
So as you go and go forth this week, stand with patience. Know that God is your burden bearer. He's the one that gets you through the burden. Remind yourself of that. Things don't look good, leave it on to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And show this with your children. Tell your children. Tell them how to live with patience. That you're living with patience.